The Takeaway was here to look at the Great Lakes yesterday and cover a lot of other topics, like the first 100 days of President Trump. Last night, Hockenberry spent much of the event in the WNED-WBFO studios talking about immigration and how a national discussion plays out live on the streets and in the workplaces of Buffalo. There were three interviews from three perspectives: employed immigrant, employer of immigrants, an agency which works with immigrants to help with the adjustment. Hockenberry says it's a look at a country changing.
Buffalo is a great example of America re-understanding its history and re-embracing an optimism about the future that's real, that's different from we're the greatest country in the world without really thinking about that. It has nothing to do with the military or our power. It has to do with what's going on the street.
International Institute Executive Director Eva Hassett says our local economy needs immigrants to grow. Architect Ayla Abiad talked of coming here from Syria as a student and watching her homeland tear itself apart thousands of miles away. Lightlab CEO Larry Crist employs immigrants in a multicultural workforce which understands the world into which the company ships its products and the languages of the customers. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.